Begin meditation connecting with the senses. Beginning with the sense of seeing, I'll invite you to, with open eyes, just let your gaze take in the space where you are, whether inside or outside, seeing the structure around you, the structures around you, the objects. And just being present with the layers that are here, the layers of location, time, possession, things that are mine, things that are not mine, things that are human-made and not human-made, the location on the planet with all its history, the way that we can see the light and the time of day, all of the visual information that tells us where we are, when we are, and in many ways who we are. As you see your room, perhaps, your things. Just taking in the visual field. And then with awareness, drawing back in a way from the objects in the visual field to just a sense of being with what's here. You can play with that. The sense is that I'm not leaving myself or reaching out toward objects or focusing on what an object is in relation to me. But I'm sensing into being here in the midst of things. Everything around me unfolding in its own way. And we'll follow this general principle through each of the senses. So you can keep eyes open or you can close them if that feels good. And we'll turn to the sense of hearing. Hearing sounds near and far. Hearing how we recognize some sounds. We recognize them as near or far because sound creates the sense of space. We recognize some sounds as coming from ourselves or from others or from objects. With all of the senses, there can be liking, not liking, or neutral response. But the focus here is on recognizing that there are objects and activities, there's things arising. Everything arises based in its own conditions. And then we are with, or nearby, or in the presence of all of this arising. But without reaching out toward or grasping at a sound as defining where I am or who I am, we draw back, resting into the space of sounds arising and passing. Can turn to the sense of smell. Breathing in through the nose, smelling whatever scent is here, if there is any. Smell moves us very deeply. It's often connected with memory, with the emotions of wanting or disgust. The same process can unfold, noticing what we perceive, how we relate to it, and then drawing back, being with smells arising and passing or just pervading. Being with without identifying, this is mine, this is what I like, this is what I dislike. And with taste, the same. Mindful of what's here, present to the sense of taste, perceiving, understanding what's present as we perceive taste, what judgments, what identities, whatever stories, liking, disliking, and drawing back from that to a very spacious being with all of these senses, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, all just present in the field. And sensation or touch. You might notice the field of the whole body radiating sensation. You might notice specific stronger sensations, pressure under the seat, temperature on the skin, texture, contact. Or internal sensations, if there are any, heaviness, lightness, ache, tingle, vibration, pulsing. Notice what's here and how we perceive it. And with body sensation, really unconsciously, usually we identify with this. This is my sensation. I feel this way. It can help to zoom out from the body a little or to hold the whole field of the body in a very spacious awareness. And to name the sensations arising, you can use passive voice. Grammar. There is pressure. There is ache. Ache is like this. Pressure is like this. There is tension present. There is vibration present. Saying it to yourself, recognizing in whatever way gives you a little space from the constricted nature of perceiving an experience as mine. And whatever you're noticing in the field of sensation, you can back up and become spacious even further, holding the whole field of the senses, all of the physical senses, and everything the body senses and knows, all the energies. with all the senses awake, not pushing away anything coming in through the sense doors, but neither grasping at it, not thinking about it or holding on. There can be the sense of a whole field of experience that includes the emotional energies and the energies of thought. But setting down any thoughts with words, setting down any images that are sticky in the mind's eye, so that the mind's activity is engaged in the being aware, being awake to the aliveness through the senses. Set down any story that begins to roll through the mind, staying with the field of sensory experience. And then we turn once more toward a deeper spaciousness. And this is toward sensing or making our home in the faculty of awareness as it arises with experience. So as there are sights and sounds and smells and tastes and sensations and energies, for them to be known, there has to be a knowing faculty that we call awareness. Or you could just use the words knowing. And when you know what's happening, you can feel this knowing as a steady the kind of a steady state. It does come and go. Comes and goes when we fall asleep, when we space out. But when there's mindfulness, we have a taste, a simple taste of this awareness faculty. And if we don't focus on what we are aware of, if we let the whole field of sensory life unfold in its own way, including all of the energies we conventionally think of as myself, my feelings, my body, my mind, we begin to rest back into a profound stillness. And we begin to touch the one who knows, if you lose touch with the one who knows or with the awareness faculty, you can always find it again by noticing that attention has gone toward an object or an experience. And then notice that there's the knowing of that that's already here. And let that knowing blossom and the object become less central. You just keep shifting attention away from what is known toward the knowing. And keep resting back in that, like deepening in a comfortable seat, stable and spacious. And resting back into the space of knowing that holds everything. So we'll practice in silence together like this. finishing the meditation, we'll chant the mantra of Prajna Paramita, of the perfection of wisdom. In Sanskrit, it's the last mantra on the page here. You'll know it from the concluding mantra of the Heart Sutra. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhi, swaha. So you can continue to rest in awareness, present with the arising and passing of everything, resting in the spaciousness of everything, being known by the one who knows, or just by knowing. And the mantra bows to that which is gone beyond conventional ideas of myself and mine and subject and object. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisattva. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisattva. Gate, gate, paragate, paragate.